AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
In the final analysis, your worth to your company comes not only in solving problems, but also in anticipating them.
Long enough, Vic. Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports, and we just won't be defeated Wednesday.
You can't stop us.
Walk your bike.
Follow the rules and walk your bike.
Watch your mouth.
Shh.
Don't text and walk.
Follow the rules.
White pants.
Throw on them pants.
What am I going to do with this guy?
What am I going to do with this guy?
All of those things on this Wednesday. We're here for another 2 hours, 6 o'clock. We're off because of Adam Oslin's Clipper pregame tip-off on a load management night for Kawhi Leonard against Milwaukee and the Greek Freak.
Fully functional employee, Adam.
7
o'clock, 6 o'clock pregame. We also have UCLA basketball versus Beach tonight versus Long Beach State. Mick Cronin versus our friend Dan Monson. Tip off at Poly Pavilion is at 8.
Beach.
On AM 1150. Tim Cates with your pre.
Beach.
And your post. Mitch.
Beach.
We've been getting a lot of Charger Raider action going.
Raider
Chargers.
Week.
Tomorrow night in Oakland. Kickoff 520. KFI AM 640.
Up there, it's Charger Week. Down here, Raider Week. Funny how that works.
Down here?
Down here, Raider Week. Up there, Charger Week.
So the Charger fans down here,
that's exactly right. That's what you can feel it. You walk around town, you just feel it.
It's electric.
It's in the air. Exactly. See, that's a good pun.
Ha!
It's electric.
You know, next Tuesday, November 12th, is the 12th annual Help a Hero Radiothon. There's also an electricity and a buzz in the air regarding this. Right here on AM 570, benefiting the Dream Center and the Justin Turner Foundation. Donate and then get a great experience. Donating is an experience in and of itself. And attending the Dodger spring training is one of the experiences. AM 570 sports party plane. Throwing out the first pitch at a Dodger game. Golfing with Matt Smith. What are these guys wearing? I mean, come on. All right.
I will give PJ Tucker a pass because regularly he rolls in those 1970s kind of like satin.
You know what I mean.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's become ridiculous.
Russ. Westbrook came in overalls.
Yeah.
New kids
overall
on the block, overall shorts with one strap fastened.
All the details at am570lasports.com. And James Harden's wearing a waist choker, like a woman, like a waist choker, like a corset.
Toe rings.
Creeps. Creeps and freaks, that's all it's made up of now. Speaking of that, we want to see all you creeps and freaks. In about 3 weeks, November 25th, Monday Night Football, PMS will make its triumphant return to Downey, California. Maybe Bosco will still be in it at that point, and Coach Negro will come on by with DJ Uyunglele once again. Everybody loves Downey, and we will be there for that. All right, Matt, you got it. It's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 30. A big huzzah to friend of the show and a dear friend of both of ours, Gene Baxter. Bean will have his final broadcast tomorrow, calling it a career. 30 years.
Where's he moving?
One half of the Kevin and Bean Hall of Fame, Radio Hall of Fame, Marconi Award-winning morning show. A great guy, a legend in this marketplace. Three freaking decades of mornings is doing whatever I did. 9 years is tough enough. But to wake up at 2 a.m. as he did to put together their sound bites that would open the show, prep for a show, be ready to deliver 5 hours of entertainment at the drop of a hat. 5 days a week, 30 freaking years, is one hell of a run. And we certainly wish him the best. He will call it a career in the States. He is moving to London to immediately begin his new gig. Yep, London.
Home of the fresh, outrageous, and free.
He will make his way across the pond to the UK after years of insulting Keanu Reeves to his face when Dogstar came in. And he probably my most memorable Bean moment when he looked Keanu in the eyes and said, "Why are you such a terrible actor?" And then Keanu, not fazed, said, "Oh, like what films?" Bean replied, "All of them." And again, not fazed, Keanu Reeves said, "Have you seen Little Buddha?" And Bean replied, "I have, and it's terrible." And that was the beginning of the interview. So moments like that are hard to come by, yet Bean was able to author hundreds of them through the 30 years. A big congratulations, and we wish him well as he will start his next chapter in London.
Unbelievable in timing.
London. Isn't it, though?
About the London thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've known he was moving to London for quite some time.
But tomorrow's his last day.
And it just happens to coincide on the same week.
Well, it's London week. Apparently in Los Angeles.
Last week was Hobo Week.
This week, London Week.
Cheeky London Week.
Right.
And a great, great guy. Everybody loves Bean Baxter.
Darn
and
right.
By everybody, I mean Matt and I.
Polarizing personality.
Of course. And I know that I've done a good job on their show when he would text me after and be like, "Hey, are you okay? Seriously.
You're..." Wait, you're asking me if I'm okay? Would be my response to that.
And Matt, the Bean of the college football coaching world is Mike Leach. And that brings us to the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Also a polarizing personality.
Indeed.
Mike Leach. Mike Leach, of course, is the head coach of the Washington State Cougars, who are taking on the Cal Golden Bears coming up this weekend. Washington State head coach Mike Leach likes to talk about stuff and likes to talk about all kinds of stuff. And with Halloween having passed last week, he was asked appropriately during his Monday press conference how zombies are very popular these days and what his feelings are about that. He gave a 3-minute answer that we cut into two sound bites. I believe the beginning of this answer is something about preparing for, you know, zombie apocalypse type of stuff. Let's have it, Cates.
I don't think I'd have to store that much. I try to store all my favorite things and, you know, have a nice, you know, locked in space. Zombies seem to be able to climb, so I don't think height is a big a deal. And obviously, I'd want to blast a couple just to see how that comes together.
Sure.
But I actually think a zombie apocalypse, I would die of boredom before anything else. I think, you know, some of my neighbors would start shooting zombies. Okay, here's another one. Okay, there's another one. All right, another one. Another zombie. Oh, okay. You know, this is a really ugly zombie. Wow, pretty attractive for a zombie. And then, you know, and then, no, I think I'd die of boredom. I really do. I've been kind of waiting for the zombie thing to run its course, go back to vampires or something that's far more captivating. Or something that's not quite a science fiction, even like an old Frankenstein or something. Or ghosts, you know, the poltergeist thing. And ghosts are kind of fashionable now, and hopefully they'll overtake the zombies. But I'm ready for the zombie thing to be over. And I realize, you know, talking to my kids and my son-in-law and all that, they're zombie crazed, so they're obviously part of the problem. But now I, for one, am ready to move on from zombies. We need something else, and I don't want it to be some science fiction deal either.
Yeah, and he had an original attack on zombies, which is good, you know, because, I mean, and I hate to say this, and my apologies to Ronnie and Cates, who are really zombie guys. You know, Matt's more of just a full-on, very uncomfortable, spit-on-your-grave type of horror movie guy.
Demented people.
Yeah. Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, like. Yeah.
I don't like the zombies. I do. I am right with Leach. And here is the original stance right here.
I know this is a minority opinion, and I can say that safely with the success of the shows and the movies. But I find zombies to be the most boring of the monsters because everything with zombies is redundant. So you basically have dead bodies walking around that get parts chopped off and then continue to walk around to some degree. And it's pretty undefined what it takes to kill a zombie. You just keep chopping away at them, evidently. And without any particular clue on how they become zombies, it's almost like a disease. So it's, I mean, I guess it's sort of like AIDS for dead bodies. And then, except for they live instead of die or something, I don't know. But I don't fully understand the zombie thing. And, you know, here's a zombie. All right, we chopped him. Okay, now get the other zombie. Okay, boom. And so after somebody's killed three zombies, I mean, it's all the same to me. It's like, and then you wait there for an hour and a half.
Once that spigot gets turned on.
Yeah,
it's going to come. It's going to be a heavy flow.
And there is, that is the, actually, you know, I guess it's a coincidence, but that is the name of the new zombie movie coming out for Christmas is AIDS for Dead Bodies.
I feel like that's not going to get past the editors. Where that, the written word.
Why, Matt?
I feel like the editors would have been like, hey, let's go with something else.
I'm sorry, I wish this wasn't something so serious. AIDS for Dead Bodies.
What do you say we go with bird flu?
What do you say not AIDS for dead bodies?
How about that?
Bird, oh.
Okay, well, if you don't like that, then you got a suggestion. Sure, not AIDS for dead
Except,
bodies.
You know, they get them when they're dead.
Again.
But the AIDS would kill you.
I'm going to edit that out as your editor.
Well done, coach.
That.
That's good stuff. So what did you guys talk about in offensive meeting last night? How are you going to handle that sawdog blitz, you know, that Sam and Will coming off the edge? Well,
yeah.
We talked about AIDS for dead bodies and how it relates to zombieism in modern science fiction film. If you want to podcast the brilliant conversations that Matt and I have, along with the sound bites we play from Pat O'Brien, Mike Leach, and others, you can on am570lasports.com/PMS or the iHeartRadio app.
That's why when you listen to us now, it makes no sense. Can we start over? When you listen to us, what we say here
matters. The iHeartRadio app for your smartphone matters, and that's a great way to podcast the show. And it's also very impactful to podcast
that's the truth.
Anywhere you'd like because the podcast is available. We work hard, and we work with the union to make sure that the podcast is up. The union has become very bureaucratic. Have you seen some of the union responses? I mean, the union, they have all kinds of forms now and all kinds of like W-9 things that you can fill out. I mean, the union is it's growing.
Indeed.
Indeed it is.
Many members.
It is time for the song of the day.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da!
Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting is our song of the day from the legendary jazz composer Charles Mingus.
Watts.
Because the Petros and Money Show is on your AM radio with the blessings of 3 hours of creative improvisation in the form of great sports talk. As the Clippers, well, they have a meeting of their own tonight at Staples Center against the Milwaukee Bucks. And our friend Adam Oslin will, well, he'll be around at Staples Center with your Clippers countdown coming up at the top of the 6 o'clock hour.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Coming up next, top story of the day, Sweet James Bergener, still to come, Kendrick Perkins. We already had James Worthy on. What a great show. Thank you for joining the Petros and Money Show on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. World of great sports talk on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers and the Clippers. We got Clippers load management night. Element!
Night!
Greek Freak's in town, but he won't see Kawhi. Our coverage starts at 6 o'clock. UCLA Hoops also tips off the season tonight versus Long Beach State at home. But Pauly, my bad indeed. Mick Cronin's debut, 8 o'clock. And that is on the Patriot, our sister station down the hall. AM 1150. And know this, next Tuesday, November 12th, that is a week from yesterday, the 12th annual Help a Hero Radiothon right here on AM 570. It's for the Dream Center and the Justin Turner Foundation. So don't think we don't give back to the homeless.
Darn right we do.
Donate and get a great experience, like attending Dodger Spring Training on the AM 570 LA Sports Party Plane, throwing out the first pitch at a Dodger game. All the details are at AM570 LA Sports. We already talked to James Worthy. You can podcast that. We got Kendrick Perkins coming up. You can listen to that live or podcast it later or stream it live on the iHeartRadio app. Sweet James is still in the holster to join us. I wonder if we could ask him a little bit about British law.
We could. You really wanted to do that. I don't know how well versed he is on it.
Well, that's the thing. I want to know, like, what's the difference between a barrister and a federal judge?
Okay.
Stuff like
that's to come in the next segment.
Yeah, it's coming up. But right now, it's time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Well, it is Thursday Night Football. It's tomorrow night. It's Raider week. It's Charger week.
Oh,
and
it's
happening
on,
up at the Oakland Alameda Coliseum. The last meeting ever between these two teams in the black hole.
And where's Kate's?
Perfect backdrop as the Raiders are not only relevant, but surging.
Yeah.
This season.
And you're going to hear that Kate's voice, like you said, Matt, all over the pregame. It rains down in Oakland, right?
It does. Right there when you're standing at the urinal, you'll hear Kate's voice doing his pregame. That's where I heard him for the first time. The Raiders, as we detailed a little bit earlier, have never defeated the Los Angeles Chargers. Last win came in San Diego, week 15, 2016. Chargers 4-0 since moving to L.A. And in 1960, when they were here for their inaugural season, they beat the Raiders in both of their contests. The last four, the Chargers have outscored the Raiders on average by 2 touchdowns. They have outgained them by 100 yards, and the Raiders have been beset by turnovers.
What does that mean for this one on Thursday, Matt?
I'm glad you asked, P. Nothing. Not a damn thing. You know why? Because the Chargers, in a very Iowa is the best 4-loss team in the nation, like statistic, have the best point differential, plus 15, of any team at 500 or below 500 in 2019.
Whoa.
Their 5 losses, all 1 possession games, the most in the NFL. The Raiders' 4 losses have come against teams above 500. 3 on the road, Kansas City, at Minnesota. I should say at Minnesota, at Green Bay, at Houston. And then they lost at home to Kansas City there early in the year. The Chargers like the second half of the season. For whatever reason, it's been that way. You go back the last couple years, first 8 games, 500, 12 and 12. Last 8 games, 13 and 4. First 8 games, they scored nearly a touchdown less than they did in the last 8 games, and they allowed about 5 more points. Been that way Phillip Rivers' entire career. Don't know what the hell it means or why it happens that way. It was not that way last year. They started out 7-2. The Chargers finished 6-2 in their final 8 games of 2007 and 2018. And, of course, the second half got started on Sunday in what many folks would call a pretty big upset over the Green Bay Packers out at Dignity Health Sports Park.
And Tony Romo kept saying it. You know, every once in a while you just come out and you don't have it. And you lay an egg. And that's what's happened to the Packers today. But it gave the Chargers a great deal of momentum leading into this Thursday night game. As Tom Telesco detailed yesterday on our show, he likes that they're turning it around fast and a chance to get another victory and keep their streak alive. And the Raiders are coming in the game with some momentum. Tim Cates has left the studio. I don't think he wants to hear it.
Well, you know what?
I don't think he wants to hear it. I'll speak for him then.
You said the Raiders are coming on. They have averaged They've scored over 24 points in 5 straight. That's the longest streak in the NFL. Weeks 1 through 3, they averaged 16 points. Weeks 4 through 9, these last 5, 27. They are averaging nearly 100 more yards per game, 50 through the air and 50 on the ground. And the impressive part of that for the Raiders, as we said coming into the season, and by we, I mean the people that know football, said the big question mark around the Raiders would be their offensive line. That Colton Miller was a bit of a disappointment
last
season.
Some people said he was a big pile of horse crap. That's what I heard some people say.
Some people.
And then Colton Miller got out there and started passing off D tackles and moving up the field and blocking
playing well.
And really blossoming as a young player.
But they've been busted up.
Like you said, Matt, he's playing well. And you knew. You saw him.
He was the worst offensive lineman in the league last
year. You saw him coming on.
He was not good last year. So to take that type of jump, and I'm sure a lot of it has to do with the addition of Trent Brown, the veterans in the middle of that line, and Rodney Hudson. But Hudson's banged up. Trent Brown may not go. See 6 different starting offensive line combinations, the second most in the NFL in 2019. 6 different starting O-lines.
Is this propaganda, this O-line Raider talk?
Is Trent Brown playing tomorrow, Cates?
He practiced, I believe, so he's questionable.
Is Rodney Hudson playing tomorrow?
I doubt it. It'll be Andre James, another UCLA offensive lineman.
Matt said that there's been all kinds of shuffling on the Raider O-line, and because of that, they suck.
I did not say that. I said they're scoring 25 per game, even with all the different O-line combinations.
He said they're like a ticker tape of toilet paper. That's how they can't protect Carr and his Christianity.
No, the left side's been pretty healthy. It's been Colton Miller and Richie Incognito. Hudson got hurt. Andre James came in. The right side, Trent Brown's been in kind of.
What's Incognito like? Good guy.
He is.
Super good guy.
Right? Misunderstood.
Such a good
Completely
guy.
Completely misunderstood.
Just don't let him come into your mortuary.
Hey, I got
tear
this,
that place apart.
I got this sweet urn. It is our most modestly priced.
Something happens one time and he's a bad
one time.
Guy all of
a one time one you time flip a casket and tear up a mortuary and go through a morgue and you're labeled.
Death is an emotional thing, you guys.
Human ashes. I'm covered in human ashes. Well, you know, one time in your life.
Huge credit to Mike Mayock. His addition and John Gruden is they are a team.
You gonna show that cracker love?
Indeed I am. I love that cracker. That cracker ass cracker. The Raiders rookies have scored 11 scrimmage touchdowns this season. That is the most in the NFL by far. Josh Jacobs leads the way with 6. Foster Moreau, the tight end. Where's he out of LSU?
He's out of the LSU. Island of Dr. Moreau. Corrections and retractions.
He has got no. Kate's gave me the thumbs
no,
up.
No,
LSU. Said, yeah, I interviewed him 2 weeks ago.
He's from the island of Dr. Moreau,
no.
And his mother is
he's a rat.
Half zebra.
He played for Coach Owen Loveson.
Half lemur.
And Les Miles.
Les Miles is a different type of dude, let me tell you that.
Hunter Renfrow.
I mean, Les Miles, really different.
In place of the absent Antonio Brown, also has a pair of scores, including a big one this past week against the Lions.
That white boy can run.
I'm sorry?
You know what?
That wide receiver can run.
Can you please call him a cracker? All right? When we talk about white guys on the Raiders, we talk about...
Hey, that guy can run, man.
Cracker can cook. I may have to use that tomorrow if Renfrow gets loose.
There goes that cracker.
Man, DJ, that cracker can cook.
That'll go over well.
Might as well start moving to London now.
Cates isn't in studio. Check the urinal. Stat. Now look, just because one Raider fan's pooping in the urinal tomorrow just to cause some chaos doesn't mean we encourage that at all anywhere.
I went to the supply room to get some pens.
Oh.
For what?
I needed a new blue pen and a new black pen.
In the middle of the show?
Well, blue for Chargers, black for Raiders.
Boy. Did you not want to hear... You didn't want to hear the
We're
Charger?
Previewing the Thursday night football game, Cates. I need you to weigh in.
I'm listening.
Darren Waller.
Oh, he's a stud.
More receptions, yards, receiving TDs than he had in his first 3 NFL seasons. Combine, you know what they call that? Finding a diamond in a rough. That's what Mayock and Gruden did. Actually, I think it was just Gruden, right? He was on the team last year, wasn't he?
No,
that's
first
like
year.
When you have a whole...
So how about that, Mayock and Gruden?
When you got a box of Wheat Thin crackers... And there's all kinds of, like, just crumbly ones, but there's a whole cracker. And you stick your hand in there, it's like, oh, my God, I thought it was just crumbs. But there's a whole intact Wheat Thin down here, and that is that guy.
Darren Waller.
Waller.
He's had issues off the field, all right, you guys?
Not like Incognito,
right? You can't make a Triscuit comparison.
I just think it's a little insensitive.
Well, I said Wheat Thins.
Oh, you said Wheat Thin.
Yeah.
It would be real hard to find a whole Triscuit down there.
Sure,
you know
man,
how
shredded Wheat.
You know how crumbly it is.
Apart,
come on, Matt.
Nobody's
that good of a GM.
The Chargers defense has been stout. They are top 10 in yards, in points allowed, and in pass yards per game allowed. Joey Bosa, the only player in the NFL with 45-plus tackles and 8-plus sacks.
He is wildly impressive. I have a complaint.
Already?
Well, I'm...
I'd like to
already. I mean, it's been going. I mean, but I mean, it's about Joey Bosa, man. It's not about you and your. Excellent...
I thought it was a Textoso Raider.
No. It's not about you and your excellent Charger and Raider.
We're bringing
you here.
We're getting you ready.
Joey Bosa's got to stop wearing the hutch pads for kids. He's got to start putting on a normal sized football uniform.
He likes him small.
Yeah, I get it.
You got to show them arms off.
Ryan Gosling's suit is one thing, but. And your arms are going to look plenty big in the medium, not the small.
He's so sleek.
What you've done...
He is like a Concorde.
Yeah, it's...
Minimalism is what he says.
It is. I get it. Ed McCaffrey, I get it. But it's offensive.
It's not as bad as Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett wears the smallest pads
no,
in the history of the
world. No, but he's on his way out.
Yeah.
And this guy is the number one guy that everybody watches on every play now. He's the J.J. Watt kind of... Of his era. I mean, he's that dominant, play in and play out. And I would just... I'm not saying he has to wear pads that makes it look like it's, you know, even 5 years ago.
Like it's Deion Sanders.
Or like it's 90, or Deion Sanders with the big shirt when he came back to the Redskins. Yes. Oh, the big shirt, I love that because he just bucked the trend. But I'm not saying he's got to wear, I'm not saying he's got to look like Albert Lewis in his pads, you know, big old square sure. pads in the 90s. But I am saying.
I'll pass it on.
Just maybe something just a little bit more appropriate.
Don't worry, P. Tomorrow when Alec Engel, the fullback, knocks him on his ass, he'll be adjusting his pads.
Ooh.
Okay.
Is Colton Miller going to stomp him in the nuts? Stomp him in the nuts. Stomp him in the nuts.
Fullback Alec Engel out of Wisconsin, he's going to blow him up.
Don't the Chargers have their own Wisconsin-type fullback?
Derek Watt and Alec Engel were teammates. You might want to put that in your in your pregame there.
I got it. Teammates.
I want to put that in there.
But Engel was better. Okay, got
Paul
it.
Christ. Hey, stomp him in the nuts.
If you want to, I guess Kate's going to win the fullback peeing contest.
Why?
I just was like, Engel was better.
Was it?
I'll concede. I don't know.
Engel was pretty good. Is Engel a rookie?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw him last year. I saw him last year at Wisconsin. He's a baller.
That white boy can hit.
Yeah, that cracker can snap.
That boy, pass a wallop.
Hey, Brenda Wood.
That cracker can crack.
Derek Watt's just there off a name, right? Right?
No.
No, that fool can't play.
He was Melvin Gordon's fullback.
He's a very good fullback, actually.
Phillip Rivers leads the league in passing.
He does?
Yes. Leads the league in passing.
He also leads the league in bitching.
Oh, he gets after
it. We just love how competitive he is.
The Raiders are dead last against the pass. They are second to last in pass TDs.
What? Where's Stingley when you need him?
He has left the studio. He forgot to get the red pens. He got the blue. He got the black. He just went to get the red, I believe, for that stat.
I'm here.
Yeah. The Chargers are averaging just 20.3 points per game. That is the second lowest total in Phillip Rivers' career.
That's bad.
They have not averaged anywhere near that since 2006.
That's why they fired the OC, Matt.
Yeah, when they averaged 20. But look what happened. They let Ken Whisenhunt go. Shane Steichen comes out. The running game gets rolling. Melvin Gordon, 4 yards per carry, 80 yards. Austin Eckler, 5.5 yards per carry, 7 yards.
That's
70
positive.
Yards,
that's
and
positive.
160 total on the ground.
I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow.
Which was more than their previous four games combined in rushing yards.
That's selling it. How are the Raiders against the run, Kate?
Much
really
better.
Good. Really good.
Seventh in the league against the run, as a matter of fact, which is why everybody goes after him through the air.
By the way, did you see Aaron Rodgers' comments yesterday at his press conference? Talking about losing in Los Angeles this last weekend to the Chargers.
Called it the Hollywood flu.
Yeah. He kind of hinted that the guys maybe went out all weekend.
In Carson?
Said we got out here on Friday.
Were they set tripping in Carson
he
on
said,
Victoria?
We need to be more businesslike when we go out there.
I was thinking, Aaron, maybe. I don't know. Get rid of the ball. Maybe don't hold the ball.
Oh, no, Matt. Now you're going to call out Aaron Rodgers?
If he's going to call out his guys for having a Hollywood flu, which I believe is really the Miami flu, is what it was referred to when NBA teams and NFL teams would go to Miami to play the
and
Dolphins.
Then there's the Gold Club flu, which is actually syphilis.
Right. If you're going to call them guys out, but let them go to ball. But not waiting for that long developing pass and just taking what's right there in front
of you. I believe your NFL analysis the other day toward another quite reputable NFL player, not as reputable as Aaron Rodgers was.
He
how about
the best quarterback ever.
Yeah, I believe you said, how about don't be fat was your...
I thought that was good analysis. How about don't be fat? There's always, how about don't be old?
Oh, the how about don't be old
you
is
go
my,
there too.
That's a good one.
That's yours.
That's
you go to the don't be old.
Flacco's wearing that one.
How about don't be old?
I've never used that one in a game. Maybe I'm going to dust it off.
Take it from this studio to the booth.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. This guy's 25, Australian kicker. Hey, how about don't be old? Nice shank.
Like that redshirt senior gets tackled from behind.
How about don't be old?
How about don't be old, huh? Or games for the young.
Or a fat guy runs out of gas. And like my radio partner, the voice of the Bulls, says, how about don't be fat?
Don't be fat.
Or in Aaron Rodgers' case, how about get rid of the football? And you're the one dating a Hollywood person, Danica Patrick,
exactly
the race car
right.
driver.
Yeah. What's your excuse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's got the Hollywood flu now, huh? Who's got the NASCAR? Whatever. Derek Carr in his second season under Gruden, big step. Leads the league in completion percentage. Yards per attempt. Remember, he was always bottom five. He was just checked down.
I don't remember, Matt. I don't.
He was. But this year?
Remember when he was checked down Charlie
Petros? He was like 5 yards per attempt. This year, he's at 8? And he is eighth in the league. His rating's way up, 105.1. Third down passer rating, first in the league, 140.1. He's got 9 touchdown passes on third down. That's first in the league.
So Gruden and him don't hate each other anymore?
I think maybe. Maybe they'll be neighbors, literally next-door neighbors, while Carr is still quarterback in the Raiders next year. If this holds up, he has only taken 2 sacks since week 4. That is best in the league, and a lot of it has to come because of the man that Kate's mentioned, the outstanding rookie running back. How about this? Running backs are devalued. You can find them anywhere. The last 3 rookies of the year have all been running backs. Saquon Barkley last year. It's going to end up being Josh Jacobs this year.
And then in year 2, and miss half the season.
That's right. Hold out. Want my money. Year 2. And Alvin Kamara.
Or just get hurt, Matt.
There's that too. They can get banged. Okay, they can get banged up a little bit. But Josh Jacobs doing something right now through 8 games that only 6 other rookies in NFL history have done, and that would be Ezekiel Elliott, Adrian Peterson, Marshall Faulk, Eric Dickerson, Billy Sims, and Doug Martin.
Oh, the muscle hamster.
And that is over 800 yards from scrimmage, over 740 rushing yards, and 6 touchdowns through 8 games. So a hell of a draft pick by them out of Alabama. That did not have that wear.
That cracker Mayock.
Matt just said didn't have the wear.
Didn't have that wear.
Only had 120 carries his senior year. Or junior year, excuse me.
Exactly, and that's right. Usually what the knock is with the guys from Alabama.
They run them into the ground.
Well, that's a lot of stats, Matt, and a lot of information. I mean, you opened your own spigot of great information.
There it is.
I got a little advice for you guys. Maybe pass this on to Gus Bradley.
Okay. Yeah.
When you see him tomorrow.
Uh-huh, yeah. What's that?
Tell him to put a body on Darren Waller.
Put a body on Darren Waller.
That guy can catch the ball.
Would you recommend like a linebacker or a safety? What?
He's too big for a safety.
A pro football player.
He's too fast for a linebacker.
You know what? Okay, Let's mix it up. We're going to mix it up. We're going to show him a lot of looks.
Okay.
We're going to change it.
Tell baby pads put both of them.
Hey, I was saying something before you came in with your own body on Waller football analysis.
What?
You better put a body on that guy.
Oh, Jesus, God. Matt?
Yeah.
I need a prediction.
I'm going to go Chargers. Ugh. 32. Season high.
30-2?
30-2.
Okay. 30-2. High snap.
Right. Yeah, out the back of the end zone.
Like
I'm not chasing it.
But
the
safety
just
runs it out.
I just forget it out of the back.
Smart play, actually.
30-2.
One of those things. You give up the 2, but you're up to 30. Kate, you have a prediction?
Yeah, I'm going to go Raiders 35, London 16.
Whoa. Oh.
3 field goals for Michael Badgley and a touchdown gets you 16. 35-16 Raiders.
How you get to 35, Mr. Math?
7 touchdowns.
Well done.
No, wait, 5 touchdowns.
Well done, Kate.
Wait. Yeah, 5.
7 touchdowns with no conversions. Matt?
Yeah.
Here's one text. It says, Matt Haggis Smith needs to get off his ass and start practicing calling people governor. Calling the bathroom the loo. And calling the football field the American football pitch. Go home, Limey. Joining us next, Sweet James Bergener, who has, in his life, lived in the country of England.
Is that right?
Yes. And he will join us next to discuss the finer points of it, as Matt is not moving to England.
Yet.
Now Manhattan Beach. Oh, yeah, let's get to it. Let's get to the law. Sweet James Bergener is on the... Is he on the line? All right, let's go. Come on, Ronnie.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
Jeez.
It's time for Justice with Sweet James.
Got to have some justice with the great Sweet James Bergener. 800-500-5200. 800-500-5200. There's only one dense spirit of justice, and he is the greatest personal injury attorney that ever lived. And he joins our show once a week. Now, you've heard about all this British talk on the show the last couple days, haven't you, Sweet James?
I sure have.
Now, what is your level of expertise as far as being an Anglophile?
I lived in England on and off for about 3 years in the early 90s.
Okay.
I know what a pram is. I know what I've had English pasties.
What's a pram?
I don't know. Something they say over there.
Pasty, it's pretty good.
A thing you push a baby in, a stroller.
Oh, okay.
A pram.
What's that? What's a crisp?
A potato chip.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Walker's makes the best. They're good.
Walker's chips. All right. So you're an expert.
Yes.
So let's say Matt Money Smith has been relocated to
let's
London.
Let's not.
For whatever reason.
Let's say I haven't been relocated.
Okay. Let's say another guy who calls play-by-play has been relocated to London.
Some other guy.
And he also owns a Miata. And that guy, because he feels like he's got it all figured out, gets behind the wheel of his Miata and kills like a whole double-decker bus.
Oh, my gosh. In a Miata. People.
Yeah.
That'd be bad. But I feel like the Miata's going to get the wrong side of that.
Yeah, that's
can we
true,
extradite
that's
him
true.
Back to the U.S. to get him out of there? Like, how does that work? Like, how
extradition laws.
Right. Like, if they arrest Matt, like, listen.
And this, I flee, I make it back to the States. And I'm like, that wasn't me.
The Bobbies don't
get
him.
The whole time. Oh,
yeah. And he's, yeah. Like, how hard of a time would Matt have if he killed a double-decker bus of people in London?
Yeah, he'd have a hard time. Yeah, that would be tough.
All right, let's say maims a double-decker bus of people.
A little easier then. Okay. A little easier, yeah.
How do we get him out? What's London jail like? What are the Bobbies like? How do they keep the law with no guns?
That's right.
Just bopping people with their the top of their hand.
Sharp
blade. That's what they do. That's what they do. Just say stop or I'll say stop again. Yeah, the Bobbies are, they carry a little bit more guns now, but it's surprisingly civil society over there.
Could I sue for emotional distress because I have to eat the pasties and the crumpets and the shepherd's pie and the bangers and mash? Would that work? Would I be like, hey, look, I can't eat. Like, I can't eat this crap.
No, you're eating that crap.
Yeah, I want my beer to be cold.
The civil justice system over there isn't as developed as it is here.
What do you mean?
Like in the personal injury.
Like if I fall in the River Thames?
Yeah, you're screwed.
If I fall in the Thames? And I want to sue the city because there was like a cobblestone that was loose from the 1700s.
No, ridiculously strong immunity is there. And even like if somebody hit you, oftentimes you have to post a bond of what you think you're going to get at trial, and you pay your attorney by the hour over there. Here at the American system, free justice for everybody. Over there, it's still very much a system for the wealthy.
Mm. Now, what is it with the wigs?
Yeah, those are cool. You're a badass if you could wear those over in England.
Is
that's
that
a
right?
Barrister.
Does every guy get to wear a wig? Like, let's say you were...
No. You have to you pass the bar there and you have to take a special course and do some additional training in there. And usually that's like the appeals court and stuff. Those guys don't even touch the hoi polloi, any of the people. They just, they're stuffy.
Let's say I go in to the Tower of London.
Okay.
And I scoop up them crown jewels. And I swim
they're
across
just waiting
the
there for
right,
you?
Just waiting
just
for me.
Out.
I throw them in my pocket, and I swim the channel to France.
Well, Matt is an ample swimmer.
That's right. I swim the channel to France. You know, I grease up. I cover myself in all that Vaseline.
You got to grease.
You know, I keep a low profile, and I swim to France. They're mine, right? Once I get them out of the country, I get to keep them. Is that right?
No.
Aren't they in
scratch that off the list then.
Yeah, they're in the European Union.
Brexit.
Well, yeah, but...
Hey, you want a Brexit, guess what, man? You got it. Crown jewels stay in France. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like this has been
Brexit
informative
stuff. Where are you putting these crown jewels as you swim across the channel?
On his neck.
What's...
On my what?
On his neck.
Oh. He said something else.
On your boots on? It's going to weigh you down.
I got a bag. Like a hip sack.
Put it right there. Like a fanny pack?
Exactly. Just like a fanny pack. Cruise the channel.
Where would you rather be arrested for murder, Sweet James? Here or the UK?
Here.
Okay. I think maybe you should have just abstained from that one.
No, just...
How about I'm not arrested
much
for murder?
killing a bunch of people in a Miata. A
what about a manslaughter boating accident? Here or London?
I'll always take my chances here in the States.
Take my chances right at home.
Yep.
I don't want to see them wigs.
Right here.
I don't want to see them dudes with them wigs.
Right up in here.
Hey, when you get when you earn your wig, is there like a wig presenting ceremony?
There's probably some backdoor weird skull and bones type thing that goes on, I'm sure, but I don't know what it is.
Can I ask you the tasteless question that we should have just not asked and ended the interview?
I don't know what it was, but go ahead.
When you become a barrister, do they give you a wig for your head and then a little one for your puto?
I don't know. It's like
hey, are you ready for me?
I don't know what they wear
don't
under their robes.
Are you ready for me to lay down the law?
Lay
one
it down,
out
brother.
5 out or 50 out. 1 out or 5 out.
Hey, it's a new number. We got to really
800, 500, 5 out or 50 out.
800-500-5200. Thank you, Sweet James. You're the best.
Thank you, James.
Love you, boys.
Stealing the Crown Jewels, man.
Yeah, but, dude, you better
They're, like,
get
right there for the taking. They're just sitting right there. They're like, hey.
Well, yeah, because they trust people.
That's right.
You effed up. You trusted us. You know what you should do, Matt? Get those Crown loot. If you can get them to Greenland, home free.
There you go. Hey, if you buy Greenland, Crown Jewels included, price just went up. Way up.
And I heard one of those is a C ring that you could actually...